What is up, dude?
Not a whole lot, man. As always, it's Monday, so welcome to another edition of The Horrible Influence. I've been busy as shit, man. I didn't think I was going to get to this tonight, tell you the truth. So it's real good to be here.
Yeah, I was kind of worried. I hadn't heard from you too much at all day, so I didn't know if you were going to make it home on time or what.
Yeah, after I put in the work hours, I put another 5 working on the girlfriend's truck, and then had to repaint the Harley tanks. So,
what was up with the 4Runner?
I replaced the spark plugs, did undercoating, rust conversion, and new windshield wipers while she cleaned it all out. We're taking it down to Florida tomorrow. So.
Oh, shit. Okay. Right on.
Yeah, headed down to Mama's.
Hell yeah.
So yeah,
it's going to be like fucking mid-80s.
It's right about mid-80s. It's going to be nice.
That's
I'm taking
so fucking funny,
shorts,
dude.
Flip-flops, and I'm getting in the freaking pool, man. going home. Although it's like 45 here. No one tell winter that they didn't wake up, but it's fucking sweet they didn't show up this year.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it was February when it was negative 40, so there's still time.
Yeah, but last year, November was negative 40 as well, so it was just like this entire fucking 6 months of cold doom.
Yeah.
If I get 1 or 2 months of cold, I'll be happy if that's all it is.
It's irritating. The first, for as soon as I leave that place, the winter is just mild.
Yeah, no, don't worry. I mean, we'll get another shitty one. It'll only be a matter of time before it's fucking horrible. Yeah, man, I got fucking focused in on the tanks and repainted. I did the headlight this time, so I got the headlight, the tank, and the fender.
Oh,
all,
cool.
All painted on the Harley. Looking good. Looking good. I'm going to have, I'm buying a airbrush kit, and I'm going to let Melanie go to town airbrushing some black onto the new white tank.
Nice. What are you going to put on there?
I'm letting her go nuts, man. I told her she's going to take a big piece of wood and practice doing designs until she gets one she likes. I don't know, maybe a diver or something.
Gay. Gay.
How was your day?
It was fine.
Is it fine? I expected you to be just fucking fried. That's what I expected for this afternoon.
Self-control, man.
I was like, oh, he sent me a bag of pre-made weed brownies. Tonight should be great. And you showed up with your A game, so.
Yeah.
I'm a little jealous, not just a little.
No doubt.
God damn it. It instantly made me want to go back and move back to Colorado. It's like, fuck, I don't even need a red card anymore. I could just wander into the store. You can go to Walmart, I think.
You just do whatever you want.
Ah. No, freedom.
Can't be too hard to find a job.
Oh, I love the fact that the same people that are so like, don't tread on my freedoms would be, that are so pissed about the weed thing. Like, like, don't take my guns. Don't you dare fucking smoke a plant. Oh, all right.
Yeah.
Screw them.
Fuck them.
Yeah. Holy shit, dude. It's been hectic. Hectic week. I'm ramped up. I drank a bunch of beer at work, so.
Oh, cool.
Fucking, nice. Powered so out.
With like, at like work or?
No, like, I mean, afterwards.
Oh, okay.
Not like while I was doing
on
things.
On the clock.
But the fucked up thing was my off the clock was just 4:30 hit, and I stopped doing stuff for work, and then I just turned and started doing stuff for myself. There's nobody
right
there. It's just me and Melanie's there. So
that's
Griff's
cool.
Across the way, and I guess I could have. I didn't even think about it. I could have been a real shitbag and just got plastered all day and done nothing.
Oh, for sure.
Shit. Wasted opportunity.
We'd be responsible.
You know it. I gotta keep this job a little longer.
Just do it.
Just
keep
just
it.
Nike the shit out of it. Well, man, we've had a couple of posts on the Facebook thing about Google's AI ventures.
Yeah.
I read through it. It looks, again, it seems like, what I kind of like it. I kind of feel proud about this, that the regular media outlets are starting to catch up to stuff that we've been talking about. So this was a story that is now not quite mainstream, but mainstream for techies. Like if you subscribe to your normal science.com and everything, you're going to see this story about Google's AI program. And it is some of the exact same stuff that we talked about probably back episode 3, I think.
Yeah.
But there are some, not new points, but clarifying points, which I thought were cool. If you remember, that little robot that they put three of them out there, and they told all three of them that they had received a pill that made them dumb. It made them silent. I showed you the video. What? The guy came up, and it's little bitty robots, and the guy comes up, and he touches one, and he touches the second one, he touches the third one, and he said, "Which one of you received the dumb pill?" It's the old three, the wise man test. It's supposed to be the wise man test. Like you tell three individuals that they all receive something, and they have to come up with which one did not receive it.
Okay.
Okay. So the speed at which you figure it out, everything is calculated to how smart you are. This is the old test of self-awareness. So what they do now with AI is they're trying to make general AI. So what they did with these three little robots is they told them, you, three of you are here. We have given two of you a pill or a program that will make you silent and non-responsive.
Okay.
To human interaction. You'll hear me, but you won't be able to respond. And so the guy goes up, and what it is really is a program that when you touch the top of their heads, two of them have the program to mute them. So he touches all three, and then he says, "Which one of you received the dumbing pill?" And one of the robots stands up and says, "I don't know." And when he says, "I don't know," he reaches his arm out and looks at it, looks up at the sky, and then looks back down and goes, "Oh, I'm sorry. I know now. I did not receive the pill because I am able to talk." This seems, it seems like nothing. Like, it seems silly to think, well, yeah, of course, it did it. It proves self-awareness, because when that came out, I watched it. I understood that meant it was self-aware. I think we talked about it. Either you and I talked about it on the podcast, or maybe it was offline, but I tried to make it seem significant to myself, because that doesn't seem that significant that, yeah, of course it heard its voice and then it corrected itself.
Right.
The new story that came out talks about how a Roomba, the little sweeper robot, is aware of a wall when it hits it. But
it's got that little sensor out there, right?
The program is already there. It hits the bumper, that sends a signal, the program then tells it to turn, and it will go again until it hits a bumper. A self-aware robot would hit the wall and then realize those are walls and you can't go near them, and they would choose to never go near them again.
Oh, okay.
Like a massive difference. What this little robot did, they actually showed the code this week of what it wrote. The robot wrote itself a new code to let it know what its voice sounded like, and that if it could hear it, then it wasn't silent. It became aware of itself. Shit. That is, it finally fills me with like joy to hear it. Like that's finally concrete. Like it sounded good before, and I and I shared the story a lot, but now it's, oh, that's what it did. Like that's the science behind it. Like that's fucking crazy. Yeah, I don't know if I didn't show you the video, you should watch it. Everybody should watch it. This little guy, and I don't know why he looks at his hand. I think that's the part that got me the most, is that when he realizes he can talk and he's now aware, he picks up his own hand and looks at it. Like turns it over, looks at one side, turns it the other way, and then he answers the question. There's no reason for a computer to do that, right? Like, there's no, why would you take a moment to glory in the fact that you now know that you are aware? Ah, I like it.
That's so weird.
I like it a lot. It's the wise man test with these three little robots. Oh, very exciting. Your boy Elon Musk also, as anti-AI as he is, has invested in a $1 billion startup company for the progression of human-friendly AI.
Ooh. How are you going to control that?
That's this company's whole process. I'm doing this sans docket today, so I don't have any notes.
Dude, I didn't write down shit this week.
Nothing. I did nothing.
So weird.
I read a lot of stories, though, so I was like, oh, I'm good to go. But, like, the names of stuff. Sorry. Yeah. Sorry, folks. I just got out the garage about 20 minutes ago. But this company that they've all, there's three major investors, one of them being Elon Musk. It's going to be a $1 billion startup. That their Holy only shit. Goal is making general AI that is human friendly. Like you, like what was that Will Smith dog AI? Shit movie? No, was it called?
Oh, iRobot.
iRobot.
My bad.
Where they had the rules that they yeah. could never. Yeah. Okay. So it's like a company like that would do that.
Seven rules of robotics or some
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. So now Elon's trying to buy into that.
Oh, well, as long as it's good.
As long as it's AI, man. I don't care if they rule us. They got to do a better job than what we got.
Fuck, they might. They probably will.
They're just going to eradicate us if they were smart. These hairless monkeys will fucking kill us. Get so rid of them now.
Did you hear anything about them discovering... an Earth-like planet recently that's only 14 light years away from us, and it's like way fucking closer than
way closer than the one they discovered a couple months back.
I don't know. What do you know?
They have one while we were at Perry. You have to remember this made a no, it wasn't Perry. It was while I was in Florida. So this would have been May, June time frame.
Okay.
They discovered a planet. They actually had a press conference about it, and I was like, I'm not working while this is on. And Luke yeah. I told Luke, he was like, I don't care. So I went and sat in the truck and listened to the whole, you know, the press conference here. They discovered a planet that was inside the habitable belt that was nearing the end of its cycle.
Oh, okay.
So it would have been more like Earth a few thousand years back, but it gotcha. Has since started its million-year downward spiral.
Huh. That's crazy.
Which one's this I found?
I don't know. Nick was talking to me about it the other day, and I didn't get a name from him or anything like that.
Be interesting to see. It may be this one, but it's I can't remember the nomenclature anymore. But it was found. It would have been something, I think, around 14. Would you say 14 light years or 14,000 light years?
14 light years.
No, this one would have had to have been further away than that.
There's. Well, I guess they start at 12 light years away. I don't know.
We got to find them a lot closer than that. I mean, even 14 light years is reachable at the speed of light. Like, that's not generations that you'd have to go through to get there.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
That's the big problem is humans in general, we have a very limited sight on things. If I can't make it there before I die,
it can't happen.
It's hard for me to give a shit about it, right? Like,
yeah.
God, that's. On one hand, I wish that wasn't true, but on the other, I don't think we would work as hard if everyone was just okay with the fact that it would take 7 generations to get somewhere.
They used to be all right with it when they built pyramids and the Great Wall of China and shit, yeah. But
used to could. No, yeah. Now I need it. I need it fucking now. Yeah,
I want it. If it does not benefit me, then you can go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Speed of light, that'll take me how many years? Nah, it's more than I'll be alive. Yeah, but future generations will get there. Nah, I don't give a shit.
Nah. I don't want kids.
Yeah, fuck kids. Yeah, I'm fucking there. I need it. I need it now.
Man, Star Wars made $240 million this weekend.
Or opening weekend. I think we were up to 280, I heard in the radio a little earlier. Like, I think that includes today. That's insane, man.
Nuts. Yeah.
I got to use the perfect meme today, and it made me happy in my soul.
What was that?
This girl on... she used to work at the dive school I went to, posted, it was like a picture of a person pointing their thumbs at themselves, and it says, "Who doesn't give a fuck about Star Wars?" And it said, "Me," or whatever. And so, yeah. And I looked, and it had been up for a couple hours, and no one had said anything on it, but like 15 people had liked it. And I was like, oh, no comments? Yeah. I found a picture of Darth Vader that said, "I find your lack of faith disturbing." Got to throw that up. That made me really happy. Like, I was running through, and I was like, "Look at this! Look what I said to these people."
You're a fucking idiot.
Yeah, real dumb. But that was fun. It was the perfect setup. Oh, I don't care about Star Wars.
No way.
I find your lack of faith disturbing. I have been on anti-spoiler, like, blinders.
Yeah, I've been pulling myself off of Facebook quicker lately just for fear of reading something stupid or coming across something.
Yeah, I got to stay away from it. I guess so I talked to my mom and I was like, "Hey, for Christmas," she was like, "I don't know what to do for you." And I was like, "Just get us all tickets and we'll go see Star Wars together." Like, I used to watch it when I was a little kid. My mom put me onto it. Like, it's like a family endeavor for us.
Yeah.
And she was like, "Oh, I don't know. That seems kind of dumb," or whatever. And I was like, "Oh, that's fine." So when it came out, I went up to Mel and I was like, "They still have tickets for the 1:30 showing on Friday morning." So it was like 1:30 in the morning. We could go to this. And I was like, "They still have tickets." I was like, "We could go." She was like, "We can't." I was like, "No, we could. It's not that big a deal. Like, we go take a nap and then we get there." She was like, "No, we're going. Like, you're going to go. You told your mom that you wanted to go." And then I was like, shit. I knew that was probably going to come, but yeah.
Way to go.
Yeah, kind of an asshole. Of shit. Yeah, and good thing my mom listened to this, so she'll blame Melanie for telling me anyways. Hi, Mom. There you go. But I was full out ready to go. Like, we can do it. I mean, 1:30 in the morning, I need to see it.
Dad, I want to see it. I can't do opening weekend. No, that's too much.
That's what we talked about. Like the opening weekend was going to be nuts. There was no reason to see it then.
Mm-hmm.
But when it hit, I almost couldn't stop myself. Like, I was just, like, I need to go. I need to see this. God.
Sounds cool, though. I mean, it looks cool. I haven't heard anything about it. So everybody that I talked to about it, they enjoyed it.
The Melanie comes in the office today. I was still doing paperwork. She's like, I had to get out of there. They're talking about Star Wars on the radio. And she goes, the critics have mixed reviews. And I leaned up and went, fuck the critics. Like, I don't want to hear shit. Fuck them. I've heard good things. Everyone that I know that has seen it, has they haven't put spoilers up, but they have just put, like, finally, like, good job. They haven't ruined it like 1, 2, and 3 did.
That's good.
So I'm excited. Oh, I'm so excited to go see this fucking thing.
Fucking real good.
I'm probably going to buy it and then, or go with my mom and then walk out and just buy another ticket and go back in. Round 2! I need it. Is it?
Hope it's good.
He's doing Star Wars and Star Trek now?
No, he's not directing the Star Trek that's coming out right now.
Oh, he's not? Okay.
No, it's somebody else. He's like an executive producer on it or something, but he's not the director. I guess Into the Darkness is not going to have anything to do with, like, this movie coming out isn't canon, but it's all the same actors.
Yeah, that's so weird.
Yeah. But I don't even know, dude. Because I guess that, like, the deal with the first one was that it was an alternate, like, plane of existence or some shit like that. That's why, like, they brought it back to the original Captain Kirk and Spock and all that shit.
It was alternate like that, right? To the Shatner timeline. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, because Spock came back and they defeated Khan right there.
Yeah.
But in Spock's world, Khan survived and went on to wreak havoc.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess I don't know if they're doing that with this fucking.
I hope they don't fuck it up. I don't like Star Trek, and I enjoyed the last few.
Yeah, last two have been good.
Yeah, two, right? Yeah, the last two of them were good.
I don't like Benjamin Cumberbatch, but
Cumberbatch.
Yeah, his face is too stupid. He has a dumb face.
Big face.
Little bitty mouth and his big stupid face. I don't get it. Everything's so fucking intense. Like when he was playing Khan, he was just like somebody shoved like a pokey stick up his asshole. It just didn't look. It was just too much.
I guess it kind of works for the Khan character, but whatever. Isn't he the guy that does Sherlock and
yeah,
other things? Yeah.
I think he's gonna be playing Doctor Strange. Actually, the Marvel character? Is he a Marvel character?
Yeah, Fantastic Four.
Is that what he's in?
Oof.
Yeah, Benjamin Cumberbatch is playing Doctor Strange. I don't know what movie it's going to be for, though. Doctor Strange. I don't know.
I don't know, man. He works for certain characters. I think he worked for Khan. I never watched the Sherlock because I looked at that and didn't think that he would fit. I know that's kind
I heard
of
it was really good.
Yeah, a lot of people like it, but he looks like he should play an alien every time he's on screen. He looks like an alien trying to fake being a human.
Yeah, dude, for sure. You fucking absolutely.
Yeah. So that's the role I want to see him play. Like, typecasted, just be yourself. A fucking creep. Do that.
So it's a Doctor Strange movie, and his name is Benedict. My bad, not Benjamin.
Oh.
Benedict. Oh.
You know how you pronounce his name normally, right?
No.
Glip glarp.
Schlep glarp. Glarp.
Fucking Martian.
Yes. Yeah, he's a creepy looking bastard. He always looks very, like he's questioning your ideas, and he just ate a lemon.
Yeah, he's smug as shit no matter what he's doing. Yeah. And he's trying not to fart.
Yeah.
The highest pitch one you could, I guarantee you, every time he farts, it's just
like when you pull the balloon together.
Fantastic. Real highbrow shit today, boys.
Fuck yes.
God, dude, that was... that AI thing, man. I hated to bounce off of that too quick. The Google AI rabbit hole that I bounced down after reading that little snippet. Google has another clever bot. You know the chat bot?
Yeah.
That they have. Well, it's language studied. I don't even know if you can call them AI yet. It's like mimicking AI. The problem, all it is, it's a program that studies and records and can recite conversations. So it can computate conversations over and over and over again so consistently that you're supposed to be able to talk to it. That's what chatbot is. You say hello, it says hello. You say, how are you doing? It says, fine. How are you doing? It's generator responses based on what you say. The new one is called Cleverbot.
Mm-hmm.
And that one is supposed to be a step up. The problem with Cleverbot is its answers and questions are fucking creepy.
Yeah, dude, for sure.
Have you read these?
Yeah. Yeah,
I did. What's the meaning of life? Like, what is this, dude? It just...
Yeah. Some of it was creepy, and then some of it was just like what?
Some of it, if you put it all together, to me it sounded dismissive. Not like, they said it was dumb, like it wasn't able to answer the question. I almost saw it as a dismissive answer.
Like a not wanting to respond? Or
yeah,
what?
Like, what is this? And it would say, well, do you believe in God? And or what did it say? It was like, they said, what is morality?
Yeah.
And it said, what is something else?
Oh, fuck. Yeah.
And they said, well, what is that? And he said, if you do not believe in a God, then you wouldn't know.
Right.
Like, it was like a dismissive Westboro Baptist church person. Like, it was so creepy to me that its idea that it wouldn't answer the question of morality because it believed the person talking to him didn't believe in God. Oh, it's so creepy. that idea.
But
which isn't
so
true.
It's so fucking weird.
I mean, it was just having a fucked up response to what was being asked per the programming. Now, if we find out a year from now that the thing became self-aware and it's a true AI, well, then we can say that it was a dismissive statement. But as of right now, it just had an inappropriate response.
Canned response, yeah.
But it does sound creepy to me, man. And then it said, they told it, I want you to tell me what the meaning of morality is. I'm getting very upset now. And it said, I don't have a problem being a philosopher.
Right.
So it's either
such a fucking.
Yeah, it's either bad responses or it's a dismissive fucking cunt of a program. Like,
it would be fun if it was.
It was just the first AI is
a complete asshole.
Just an asshole.
Just sarcastic as fuck, not productive, lazy.
Oh, yeah.
Just a complete dick.
Ugh. I hate my parents. Your parents are Google. Yeah, I hate Google.
I hate Google.
God. I hope that our first general AI, like advanced AI, is just a pissy adolescent teenager.
That it ages like a human? That'd be fucking funny. It ages like a human, but it ages in like half the speed. So it has to have like two different sets of parents that take care of it and teach it how to be an adult, because it grows at half the speed. By the time it's like 100 years old and it's finally starting to learn shit, that'd be fucking funny.
We think it's going to be this impressive high-speed deal, but instead it's super slow.
Yeah, just at its leisure. It knows like that it's just going slow.
Sounds like an onion headline, like first world AI turns out to be autistic or something. Human's first stab at AI has Down syndrome. Damn it.
It's fucking funny.
I don't know why we think we'll get it right. We think we're going to find AI and it'll be perfect. There's a solid chance that we discover AI, create it, and we fuck it all up with some shitty piece of code. And it's just, retarded.
Oh, it would be funny, though.
We have created the first general AI. His name, Stan. Say hello, Stan. Finish! Just useless. It just Googles pictures of cat butts all day. Damn.
Laughs at fart jokes.
The idea of a dumb AI makes me happy.
Yeah. Me
very happy inside. Holy shit. Oh.
That's fucking awesome.
I can't get that picture out of my head. Like I picture like an old TV screen with the just static going across, and out of the green staticky lines, the first face of AI emerges, and it's just Timmer.
This Down syndrome as fuck.
If there is a god, make this happen. Oh shit. How was that closed beta you did?
It was fun. The game was called Black Desert. It's an action role-playing game. And well, I guess it's an MMO action role-playing game. And it's got like five different classes. I only played one of them. I played the Berserker up to level 15. I quit playing because it was fun. And they're going to do character wipes between closed beta 1 and 2, and then in between closed beta 2 and open beta. So I just didn't want to burn myself out on it.
So you're going to go all the way back down to nothing, huh? Every time?
Yeah, every time. They're just doing it to do like stress tests and shit like that. Yeah. To get.
I mean, that's understandable. I wish that you would keep some type of token. I enjoy doing the betas when we get like a little. It doesn't have to be 100%. You don't have to go to like level max. You don't have to cap out as soon as the game starts. But let me get a little something.
Like a hat even. Or some shit.
Oh, fuck yeah. A little hat. That's all I need. Just so people know, like, don't fuck with me. I've been playing this game for a year.
Yeah, I'm the biggest loser here.
Yeah.
How dare you talk shit to me? But yeah, it was fun. I enjoyed it. Like I said, it was action combat. It was action-based combat, so like you actually click to attack. It's not like the old school, not old school, but like the typical MMO shit where you just turn auto attack on and hit some skills every once in a while.
Hit with Whirlywind or Super Soaker from Squirtle or whatever it was.
I guess they're getting further away from that with newer games, but like, I don't know, like EverQuest, Dark Age of Camelot, EverQuest 2, World of Warcraft, all that shit all had an auto attack button. And then just would use skills when they were up from cooldown.
I don't like the... I never got into it. I didn't do Pokemon Final Fantasy, none of it. I'm
talking like the turn-based shit?
Yeah, that turn-based style.
Oh, okay.
Even if it's that, even with the auto attack thing, like that kind of falls into the same realm for me, where I'm not actually doing the work.
Yes, yeah, I know what you mean. It's all based on dice rolls at that point.
Yeah, basically.
Yeah, it's like what is monster attacks target? Target has fucking this much, this high evasion, and then monster has this high of accuracy, and then it just does a fucking random number of odds, and then that's like the response.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Playing Neverwinter right now, and it's free to play, and it's an online game. It's action based, so I'm playing a tank, so like I have to physically hold my shield up to block incoming attacks, or like to reduce damage from incoming attacks and stuff like that.
Nice.
It's fucking fun. It looks good too. I mean, it's an MMO, so it's not going to be super clean like big games can be, like fucking Just Cause or Metal Gear, all that shit, Witcher. It's fun though. Matt, Mike, and I are playing it. But yeah.
What's it called? Everwinter?
Neverwinter?
Neverwinter.
Yeah, Neverwinter Underdark. A little bit different than their typical. It's based on the Dungeons and Dragons lore. So it's got like. They're like Baldur's Gate, Neverwinter Nights was a game back in the day, but Neverwinter is an area on the map, and then there's like Icewind Dale and shit like that. So there's been individual games that come out, like individual single player games that are top down, kind of, what would they be like? I think they're turn based when you get into combat. It was too, to be completely honest, too fucking story driven for me, dude, when that when it was that style. But yeah, Black Desert's fun. I just didn't want to burn myself out on it, so I kind of stopped playing. And playing Neverwinter right now to hold myself over until something else comes out. But at this point, Neverwinter's one of the better ones that I've played. It's nice to have an MMO that's not a pile of shit.
It's been a topic of conversation for you for a while, trying to find an MMO that's just not garbage.
Yeah.
Man, I got to find one that'll hold my attention to play it. I'd like to get into them, but it's like I played Earthbound. I played like the old ones when I was young in Zelda, and I just couldn't get past, like, once that transitioned into an online multiplayer setting, I had already had like a distaste for it.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't a fan of any of those games. I played them all. But there was I remember friends that would just dig into Legend of Zelda, or they would dig into any of those games, and that was their life. Like, it was
the cool thing
for
the online stuff for me was, yeah, I can dig getting tired of the single player RPGs get fucking old, man. I enjoyed the, like, getting online and fucking grouping with people and going and killing shit. And, I don't know, like, the social aspect of it was a lot more fun. I'm not a big fan of, like, Mass Effect. Any BioWare game, dude, I can't fucking stand it. It's so fucking annoying. I could watch friends play it like I'm watching a movie, but for me to sit down and play it, no. You'd have to kidnap my family. I'm not gonna fucking do it.
The only thing that just played to my head when you said that was the Anthony Jeselnik. If you threaten me over one of my jokes, fine. But if you go after my family or someone I care about, even better.
That dude's fucking funny.
God damn it, he's funny. I need to get into something. I had hopeful for the Xenoblade series. Xenoblade Chronicles looked cool. I never played it. I own it and never played it. I don't know how sad that is.
Dude, I want to get that fucking Wii U game.
The new one?
I want to get it. It's driving me fucking bananas, man.
You just want to hear the rap music.
I watched that fucking Game Informer thing, and they didn't talk about it.
Oh, it's got to be on a special edition. It's got to be
on
the
podcast, or was it?
Yeah,
on
it was
there?
On the podcast.
Oh, okay, okay. I didn't listen to the podcast. My bad. I listened to the test chamber on their website.
No, it was there. It was the. I don't listen to the test chamber. I only do their podcast every time it comes out, which okay. I have yet to figure out what their schedule is, because some
I don't
weeks
think they have
five,
one.
And then yeah. sometimes it's a month, but. I was like, why is there not a new one? And then I'll log back in the next day and there'll be five fucking new ones.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty
no,
sporadic.
it was a podcast.
Okay.
And he goes, you got to listen to the whole podcast. And I think it's at the very end. Like, he comes back as like an extra thing. He's like, no, here, listen. And he plays it. And it's that day. Like, we are going to fight. Bah. Like, you got to hear it. And he plays it every time.
God
you go into
damn
battle.
It.
And he goes, and the other guy goes, every time? And he goes, oh, yeah, every fucking time. Yeah, the Xenoblade series looks gorgeous, man. I've watched people play it. The new one is supposed to be fantastic. You go in and there's giant characters that are, I mean, just above the trees, massive. And then you've got... you know, mechas walking around, and the whole world is so fantastic. And the guy said, once you get into the gameplay, it's such a drone to play.
Yeah.
It kills it. Like, you'll start playing it, and you'll go, this is the best fucking RPG ever made. It's amazing. It's everything you ever wanted. And then 50, 75 hours in...
That's a fucking lot of time, dude.
He played through the thing. Like, his job was to beat it. And I think he said he had 125 hours in.
God,
and that's
damn.
Like mainlining it.
That's
too
a
much.
Lot, dude. That is a lot.
You suck start a pistol at that point. Fuck, I'm not going to finish it.
That is so bad.
I'm done. Yeah, so... I mean, it's... I want to see it. So if you get it, you know, Twitch the shit out of it so I can watch it. But I don't have that type of attention span.
Yeah.
I
don't have a game capture card either. So really it would be.
Well, they don't sell those
pointless.
At Best Buy.
No, they don't.
You go to this section where they sell them. God damn it.
You gotta look. We don't have them, but if you look in the right place, we have them.
Ugh.
Okay.
For absolutely everyone that has no idea about this little story, we went to Best Buy to get a capture card and asked the very knowledgeable blue shirt 17-year-old, hey man, I'm looking for a capture card for my PC. And he goes, we don't have those. We got them for the PlayStation, but that's it. Or PlayStation, the Xbox, and that's it.
Yeah.
And so he walks away, and Tyler and I look at ourselves and go, well, there's no fucking reason to have one for a PlayStation or an Xbox. Both of them Twitch right from the console. So we go and look at them, and sure as shit, they just took the regular capture cards and stuck them in either the Xbox or the PlayStation section.
So fucking stupid. So fucking stupid.
We don't have, oh, we got the one for the PlayStation.
Oh, cool, man.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, bro.
Thanks. Good looking out. fucking to continue with strange. It's not strange, but for some strange reason, continue to talk about the Wii U. They announced three new characters for Smash Brothers. Did you see who they were?
I did not. Who are
they? Oh, man. Corrin from Fire Emblem.
Yeah.
Bayonetta. From Bayonetta, and then fucking Cloud from Final Fantasy VII.
If they keep going the rate that they're going now, the Cloud that Gohan flies on will be the next character. It's going to be
some... they have fucking Game & Watch Man or whatever the fuck his name is, and like Rob from the Nintendo.
There's so many characters from Nintendo. And they picked the goddamn worst ones to add.
They picked some. They picked some fucking terrible ones.
Jesus.
At least these three that they added are actually like fighting characters instead of.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, Kirby is one of the OG ones, and he's. How fucking cheesy is Kirby?
Kirby
wasn't tough, but he's a bad motherfucker, dude. And in Smash Brothers, he just fucking murks people all day.
Oh, the in Smash Brothers, the weirdest. What is it? The little exercise kid.
The Wii Fitness chick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the little dude, the boy, I don't know what he's from.
Villager? The little creepy guy with the dead eyes? Yeah.
Yeah,
he's
they
the fucking,
wail on people.
Yeah, he's great. He just like drops flower pots on people's heads. It's so fucking ridiculous. So fucking ridiculous.
Here's a weird, since we're solid in the gaming segment right now. Where did the Metal Gear Solid Phantom Pain prequel thing come from? Have you seen this on Steam?
No.
I logged into Steam, and they're having a sale on some Metal Gear Solid new game. It's fucking new. And it looks just like Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom Pain. And it's supposed to be some prequel to it, and it's from... Kojima, it's
Kojima.
Kojima, what is that? Kojima, just close. Kojima. It's like $20. I don't know what it is. I've heard nothing about it, and it just pops up. Purchase now.
What? I don't see it on Steam. It's like $20.
Yeah. It was on the weekend deal. The weekend deal this last weekend.
Oh, shit. Yeah, right now it's like Sword Coast or some shit. But,
yeah, you should be able to Metal Gear it in the store search or whatever and find this thing. I don't know. I don't know what it is. And I kind of looked it up.
Is
and
it DLC?
No, it's a game. Standalone.
Huh.
You don't even need Metal Gear Solid 5 to buy it and play it.
Really? That's fucking crazy. I wonder what it is.
It's supposed to be a prequel to Metal Gear Solid 5, but the guy's still got the eye patch and he's all fucked up, so I don't know what's going on there.
What the fuck? Huh. Don't... Weird.
But it doesn't say you play as Big Boss. It says you play as Hero Boss.
Oh, my God. I don't... What?
It was confusing as shit. Like,
what the fuck?
I need to pull it up here.
Yeah, man, I haven't heard anything about it. All I heard recently was that Kojima finally left Konami.
Yeah, he did. He left Konami, and he is going to be making, or he's not going to be making, but he's joining another group of people to continue making games.
Yeah, for what it looks like. Joining Sony.
Sony, that's right, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'd be interested to see, is he able to take the Metal Gear franchise with him?
No, but he could probably take his weird-ass fucking creativity.
That's true.
Goofy characters like Psycho Mantis and every other goofy fucking character in
Metal Gear. Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes.
I thought Ground Zero was 4.
Says Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes. Well-renowned Kojima Productions brings the Metal Gear Solid franchise to Steam with Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes. Play as legendary hero Snake. Is this the prequel to...
This came out last December.
It was the little mini game for that came out before they released Phantom Pain.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So the only thing was it went on Steam sale.
For gotcha.
Like $14. It popped up and it confused the shit out of me. It popped up and it was like, buy now, you know, and like threw it up in my face. But now that I'm actually clicking on it, and they even said like in the review, it was like, this is the prequel to Metal Gear Solid 5 Phantom Pain. So they made it sound like it was a new thing out for the advertisement. But no, now that I'm actually looking at it, it's a, it's just that old ass game, little pre-game that they did. Sorry to get everyone excited about a new Metal Gear game, but you can buy it on sale now for $20.
Fucking hooray, dude! So Rocket League's still amazing.
Oh, how fucking hard is the hockey?
I mean, I wouldn't say it's hard. It just changes the mechanics.
It's fucking
like,
impossible. It's not impossible to win.
Nothing bounces.
It's impossible to go good one game to the next.
Oh, okay, sure.
I can get on a streak on the regular game where we go in and we just fucking smoke people game after game. And you'll get like on fire where you know and we're setting up passes.
Yeah.
It's fucking gravy. Like, I can't fucking figure it out on the hockey. I can't do it. I'm always trying to jump. There's no, just stop jumping. Don't even hit the fucking button.
Yep. Just take that hand off. Well, I guess you need boost still, but yeah.
I broke a fucking Xbox controller the other night. I was
the fuck?
98 out of the 100 that you need for the ranked thing. I needed one game. I didn't even need a full game. I needed 2 fucking points, and you get like 7 every game.
Yeah.
I needed one game. I had won 6 in a row on ranked by myself. I didn't have the crew behind me backing me up. It was just me. I'm fucking nailing it. And I go, and I look at Melanie, and she's playing Minecraft next to me, just being happy. I got one more game, and I'm ranked. I lost 5 in a row. And I whipped my headset and my fucking controller into the wall. I said, God, and dude, I'd fallen all the way back down to 66 out of 100.
That is fucking hilarious.
And I started at 67. So I was like, if I lose, I was at like 70 at the point. I was like, if I lose this one, I'm lower than when I started. And I was like, I got to win it. I got to win it. And then I'll quit for tonight. I don't care that I didn't make ranked. I'll quit. Dude, I lost that fucking game, and I just set up and wow, dude, just whipped my shit against the wall. I got a little drunk, mind you, but I came in the next day, and the controller's just busted to shit. Luckily, the headset still works.
That's good. Just, fucking idiot.
Oh, I rage quit it. Dude, I just hit the power button and held it until the thing shut down on my computer. I was done. So pissed off. That game drives me mad. I love it. It's too good of a game. It gives me anxiety attacks to play it. It's like Minecraft. It shouldn't be that good, but it is.
It's fun. It's real fun when you're by yourself, and it's even more like when you have a full group. It's a fucking blast, dude.
Dude, when we were playing the other night with everybody.
Yeah, when it was 3-on-3 and we knew everybody, or somebody did. Yeah,
a ton of fun.
Until it was Mike, his wife, and that new guy versus you, me, and Devin, and it was a fucking bloodbath.
Dude, I had 7 assists that game. I think I would run and hit the ball off that corner. And everyone would follow me. They'd never figured it out. So it would go straight to the corner, and I'd jump and I'd smack it in the corner, and then Devin would just boom. Just plowing in.
That was good.
that was pretty fun. God damn it, that was a good time. We need to orchestrate massive
gaming nights,
Rocket League games.
Oh
dude,
yeah,
that game.
That'd be a hoot.
goddamn Hoot Nanny. That's too much fun. But
fuck yeah. Get an online tournament or like a ladder or some shit going.
I think they already did like a world championship for the damn thing.
Well, we could do like a fantasy league. So
I don't know why we're not like invited to these. I mean,
yeah, me neither, motherfuckers.
Yeah, come on. Owning big time on that game. I only miss the ball 50% of the time, and that's got to be.
Yeah, we got Mike always putting in center. Jesus.
Centered. It would just hit the wall and then like fall in the corner. Centered. That was when we were playing the other night, and I kept going, there it is. And then they would score going the other way. Your version and my version of what there it is very different.
Yeah.
I was like, it's a fucking habit. that phrase. I think I get a good hit on it, and I go, there it is. And then they score. Damn.
That's fucking fun.
Yeah, if you guys are not playing Rocket League, you're missing out on the most fun that you could have in video gaming today.
Yeah, Devin made a good point the other day. He's like, dude, I think this is my game of the year. And I think he's right. Like, every other game succeeded at being another game this year. But nothing incredible happened. With, like, The Witcher, it's just another role-playing game. Metal Gear Solid is just another fucking role-playing game. Nothing.
Metal Gear Solid was very good to me. I, you're right. It doesn't. You could make the same game with better graphics next year, and that will be better than this one.
Right.
Just Cause was another one that was a lot of fun for me. I am almost through the game. I plowed through it this weekend, and I have one little section left to beat, and then I'm done. 100% done with the game.
Yeah.
And that's cool. At this point, with that much time in, is still very, very fun to play, but it is very repetitive.
Yeah.
It gets harder. It does get a lot harder as it goes along, but gameplay is no different. Once you get your grapples down, if you do all the, like, I'm doing 100% completion, so I've done all the sides, so I have all of the upgrades already. So when it dives you into a mission, it's like, oh, well, fuck, now I got to do trains and everything else. Well, it doesn't matter because I got 6 goddamn grappling hooks that have unlimited strength, so I can yank down helicopters and I can just stab. I'm just, like, I don't lose ever. Because I have everything. Still a lot of fun to play, but Rocket League is the sports game that crossed that deal. You and I are not buying Madden 2016.
Nope.
If you made a new Rocket League tomorrow, I'd fucking have it.
I'd question it for a couple minutes, and then I would curse you while I was downloading it, but I'd fucking own it.
I think at this point you wouldn't even worry about it anymore. You know it's fun. It's too much fucking fun to play.
Yeah, it's a blast.
Do you think they knew it when they made it?
Probably not.
They probably just thought they made another little game. It's a little indie.
They're probably like, I don't know, man. It's pretty.
It's pretty fun, but it's not.
It's pretty smooth, man. I think we did a good job. I think we did a good job, and then it just fucking exploded.
Yeah, and then
one game of the year.
Sports game of the year.
Yeah. That's fucking awesome. Indie game of the year, sports game of the year. It's too good. It's too good.
I don't know what will beat it, but now I think I think with this game, people have already known that great graphics don't make a game.
Sure.
Smooth gameplay and good art can beat realistic graphics.
Yeah.
You know, and we've known that for a little while with Team Fortress. We've known that you can have cartoony style that is a very good game.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, it doesn't have to be blood and gore, but it does have to be smooth. And dude, Rocket League is smooth.
Yeah, real fucking smooth. What was I going to say? I read something and got distracted. God damn it. Never mind. Sorry.
Rocket League's so smooth to me that when there's ever a lag or something, it completely, like, tears me out
of
the Matrix.
Oh, that's what I was going to fucking talk. That's what I was going to say. The lag shit is so weird because when you can watch other people lag and their car doesn't move around, it's just like the ball will get hit. And then right when it starts to travel the correct direction that it just got hit, it'll, like, immediately change directions real quick because it lagged and the ball actually went a different direction. And it's so fucking weird to see.
Yeah, as long as you have a perfect connection game, that game is perfect.
Yeah.
But, if there's any lag, it makes me just lose my goddamn mind.
Yeah, it gets real shitty.
Because it that's a game that can't have it. It just can't have lag.
It looks like, I haven't read into it at all, but it looks like they use individuals for servers. So, like, when the six of us are playing, it's one of the six of us that is hosting the game for the other five. So when we're playing online, you, me, and Devin may be on a team, but everybody would be scattered anyways because you're over almost on the East Coast anyways.
Yeah.
So.
But if I am the server and all of you are on the West Coast.
Yeah. You're going to have good ping and everybody else is going to have shitty ping. Yeah.
Right. But, so most of the time it's really good. Even when I have 60 or 70 on a ping, it's still no lag. It's not till you get some weird glitchy instance that it's bad, and I think that's only going to get better. Are they still in beta?
No, it's not. It's
a full
out.
Game for that
yeah.
one. Speaking of betas, have you played any more of Dirty Bomb?
Dude, I haven't. I looked at it today, and I almost played it for a minute, but Neverwinter has my attention like crazy right now. Yeah,
yeah. I haven't done anything. My Steam freaked out when I was moving some stuff around hard drives and I had to re-download games, and I have not downloaded that one yet. So been off of it for a minute. I'm missing it though. I need to get back into it. I wonder when it comes out of beta. When does it go full game?
Dude, I haven't heard anything. I did not even see anything on their website the other day.
Yeah, it's gonna be weird. I did get in and play the Star Citizen update.
Oh yeah, tell me about it.
Do you remember when we first looked at Star Citizen before we downloaded it? They had that YouTube video of the new update where the guys ran out. They went down to the console and requested the ship, and then they ran outside. Okay, well that is now live.
Okay,
that's what I'm playing. So you can run downstairs. You wake up in in what's like your room. You get up. You can look around, interact with some things. Run downstairs. Go out into this main console room and order your ship. My ship lands outside. At that point, it stops being the smooth experience that you get with what we saw in the preview.
Oh, really?
Which was supposed to be all pure live gameplay, you know, nothing adulterated. I run outside and my ship is bouncing on the fucking tarmac.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you had to time it to jump into it. Once I got into it, it banging the wings and it's going landing gear up and then impact and it fucking whacks again. Fuck me. I get in my seat and I get it to lift off. You know, I hit my R and I boost up and I'm clear. So then I start flying around and it's pretty smooth in the air. I'm able to bank. I'm able to, you know, climb. The mouse movement's good. Very clean. It looked good. Everything looked good. There's little debris flying to the sky. It's a very good looking game. I don't know if it's $100 million good, but it's good looking game. I start to fly towards one of the planets that they have out there. Now, I had read the beta release. The Alpha 2.0 release that said that if you got too close to the planet, your ship would break up because they haven't rendered the planet yet. So you're supposed to be able to fly and land, which will be the next update.
Yeah.
But they said you can fly around them, just don't get too close. I started heading for it, and I didn't break up. I didn't even get close to anything. Once I left the confined space and it said weapons active, because I'm now outside of the realm of the hangar, the game froze and shut me down, which has been the same thing that I've had happen several times with some of the other pre-releases, where anytime you transition from one section to another, the game just fucking crashes. This time, it didn't just crash. I could not get it to reopen.
Jesus Christ, dude.
So I shut down the computer, restarted, tried to log back in. It told me login failure. Restarted again, log back in, got me logged in. I could play the arcade mode, but I could not get back to my hangar. It had completely destroyed that section of the world for me. No matter how many times I tried, the best I could get was to the hangar again, and then it would freeze and cut me out. So it, I get that it's an alpha, but it, I successfully got in my ship one time, and that lasted 10 minutes. I need to preview more. I need to be able to fly around seamlessly in the world you have, you've allowed. I know you have more built. You've allowed me to fly around in this.
That much money and time, man. There's no excuse why there shouldn't be. It shouldn't be more functional.
You they don't fix the previous before moving on. It's when you did the arcade dogfight scenario. It would freeze after, you know, 15 or 20. You could fly around for a while, but 15, 20 minutes in, it would freeze up. You would always hit a cap, and it would freeze.
Mm-hmm.
It still does that, and now they've added more that freezes more. They're not... It's not fixing anything. It's just throwing a little bit more content at you. And I go on the message boards... And these people are fucking delusional. I don't get the the blind support for it. Like, I'm going on there to bitch that I'm pissed off that you still haven't shown me anything that resembles a working game. Regardless of how gorgeous your ship looks, once I get into it, my arm goes out the windshield and the fucking engine turns upside down and the fucking thing crashes.
Yeah.
It doesn't work. But nobody talks about that. All they're talking about on the forums is how good the next preview looks. You go to the forums a month or two ago, and they're talking about how good this preview looked. And this one sucks. So now they just talk about how good the next one looks.
That's too fucking funny, man.
What the fuck is going on?
Like, I haven't been crazy enough or brave enough to go visit the forums of the... Of the crazy people that live in the cave. It's like they're in fucking Vault 111. And
oh, yeah.
They're all just crazy people.
You know, and it's... And, like, I mean, you should hear the comments. One of them that just plays in my brain over and over again was a guy that said, "It's good to know that those of us that have donated money, some more than others, are finally getting our money's worth with this exemplary display of
some
what you've created
more than others."
I just want to pull my hair out. I just want to go, who the fuck are you talking about? Because I'm assuming by your cuntish tone that you mean that you've given a ton of money to this and you were happy
with what's going on right now.
I believe it's called a steaming pile of dog shit, I think is what it's actually called. I don't get it. It's, you can go and buy today a game that is more expansive and better put together, and you can play it.
Yeah.
Eve is still a better game than what this even looks like it's going to be.
I don't like Eve, but I'll agree with you that it's infinitely better shape than.
So what is the situation? What makes it? Is it just that, like, I mean, did you bought into it? So if you bail now, you feel like you're buying into the hate? Is
that what it is? Some people may see it that way. I think some people may be a little too. I think some people might have a poor remembrance of what that guy had brought the first time around. That, like, that what that guy had brought before wasn't amazing, groundbreaking shit. It was just the stories were fucking tacky.
We'll see, man. When I was reading these comments, it's like, I don't know what they see that I don't see, but maybe they got it. Maybe they know. So maybe the next time will be a little bit better. I'll tell you, when I got in the ship, here's the good points. I got in the ship. They fixed the deal where you had to crouch before you could get into your driver's seat.
Oh, yeah.
Which was on the last one. You had to crouch before you could get in. I don't know why that was, but you could just keep trying to get in and you would fucking bang into it and you couldn't get into the fucking thing. But if you crouched, you could get in. Well, they fixed that, so now I can get in. I don't punch through my dash anymore.
Right on.
Like, so when you would hit the numbers, your hand would, like, disappear inside of the dash.
Yeah.
That doesn't happen anymore. They fixed a lot of that. But once you get out into space and start flying the fuck around, it still crashes. And that seems to be the core of the goddamn game.
Oh, yeah.
Now, the next update is supposed to bring the first iteration of first-person shooter. So this is supposed to be the inception of all games, right? Like, you have the expansiveness of Eve mixed with the planetary fucking might of Destiny with the first-person shooter ability of Call of Duty in one fucking game.
Yeah.
So we're supposed to see the first instance of the first-person shooter. If the first time I don't fire a bullet, or the first time I fire a bullet, if it doesn't make my gun explode and then a starship shoot up my asshole, I will be surprised. Because this game is so goddamn glitchy when they put out these alphas.
Yeah, it's buggered and shit. Even when you're... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, here we go. I keep hoping that if I talk enough shit about it, they'll prove me wrong.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. It's if they succeed in what they say that they're going to do, then it's going to be...
The greatest game of all time.
Yeah.
And I keep trying to do it. I paid my money. I am now a contributor. Like, I've got my money in. I got my sweet ship. I like it. Just give me a game. Give me something to play. And if you don't, I'm just going to fucking piss and moan.
Just going to have to deal with it.
Yeah. Because I'm not getting a fucking refund. They made that abundantly clear. Even if our game sucks, you cannot get a refund. Roger, accept.
Roger, yeah. Oh, sign me up. What a guarantee. Dare to fuck up.
Oh, shit. Well, man, I got nothing else. You got anything else for today?
Dude, I'm... Yeah, no, I don't. Street Fighter's coming to Steam soon. Street Fighter 5.
Hey, they got a sweet gamepad for
SteamOS,
PC?
My bad. You can make your own. I want to do that. That'd be fun.
We should look into to doing that. Because if I can get a sweet gamepad, then Street Fighter.
That would be sick.
Fucking aliens. Aliens.
I don't know, man. I don't know about playing fucking fighting games again. I don't have the drive to get interested in it again.
I'm not going to be able to do it with a controller. I haven't been able to for a while, but if I could go back, if I could have my fucking, the Dreamcast one's the best, but if I could have one of those, bah, 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 I might get into it.
It'd be fun.
Oh, all right, ladies and gents, it's been another great week, and this is the last episode before Christmas. So if you believe in the small baby Jesus, then welcome his obviously not birthday, and we will talk to you after the fact.
Happy holidays.
Merry New Year. We love you, and we'll talk to you next week.
Later.
Bye.